prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a really interesting show planned today. During the first hour, I'm going to be joined by Shannon Yorton Penna to talk about the modest and provident beginnings of Quest Nutrition. I had never heard this story before, and I don't think I live under a rock. And I thought there's probably a lot of people out there that don't know this either. And I really am interested in spreading this word. Then later in the show, we're going to be joined by Jacques Newell Taylor to talk about exploiting neuroscience to get what you want out of your body. And let's face it, we all want results. And, of course, I have to thank our title sponsor, All-American Pharmaceutical and EFX Sports. Right now, you get their six top-selling products absolutely free by going to superhumanradio.net and clicking the EFX Sports banner ad. And you will pay $5 and change for shipping, but that's legitimately the shipping charge. It's not a self-liquidating promotion like so many other scammy companies out there. And the reason that they do this is because Dr. Jeff believes that no one should buy anything until they've tried it, and he puts his money where his mouth is. So check that out. And without further delay, welcome to the show, Shannon Yorton Penna. How you doing, Shannon?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
I'm really excited to have you on the show. I don't know why we didn't do this sooner, to be honest with you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm excited to be here.
Well, so I had an opportunity to spend some time with you and Ron this past week in Los Angeles. And you told me a story that I have never heard before. And frankly, I have a funny feeling that a lot of people have never heard it. And we're going to talk about the inception of Quest Nutrition. But before we talk about that, we have to lay the groundwork about your life as a competitor and obviously the daughter of Chet Yorton. Anybody who's followed physical culture and bodybuilding in its golden era, we know, you know, who your dad is. Talk about how you got started, your love of physical. Did you immediately love physical culture, or was this something that you had to learn to love?
No, oh gosh. It feels like it's in my blood, like it comes so natural. And I would love to say that it came from my dad. I was raised a very specific way, nutrition-wise, growing up. We were very much a low-carb family, not because anyone said that. It just, my dad never really ate much carbohydrate. He wasn't a rice eater. He wasn't a potato eater, things like pasta. We never had that in the house. So I kind of naturally just grew up with, you know, typical fruits, vegetables, meats. I ate everything. I was a big eater since I was a little kid. So, but I always grew up with kind of that type of food. So when we went out to restaurants, you know, I never thought to order a potato or rice as a side or things like that. So still to this day, those are just never foods I'm interested in. Sure, I love pizza and ice cream and I eat that stuff on occasion, but I just didn't naturally grow up with that stuff. So I would say though that growing up with that led me to, you know, Quest and all that stuff where we're at now.
What about training? Were you a natural athlete in high school and so on? Did you just love training?
So, you know, I didn't play sports as a kid. I'm an only child, so I was very much like the mama's girl. I wanted to be with my mom like 24/7. My parents worked a lot, so any chance I got to be with them, I wanted to be with them. They tried to get me into, you know, ballet and jazz and karate, and I just cried. I didn't want to stay. So I actually didn't get involved in sports until high school. You know, I did typical physical ed, you know, PE in junior high. And then when I got into high school, I didn't want to have to take regular PE, you know, at second period of the day, and then you go through school kind of the rest of the day sweaty and hot.
Right.
So I was like, oh, I'm going to take a sport because then it's end of day and I can go home. And so that was my lead-in into sports and sort of fitness that way. I didn't realize I was going to love it so much. So I joined the cross-country team because I thought, running's good for you. I can run and then go home. And I fell in love with cross-country. It became like a challenge for me. How far can you run? You know, things like that. And then obviously I joined the basketball team, or I tried out and I made it. And then I did track. So it kind of grew. Like I realized I love cross country and that challenge. And I thought, well, let me play basketball. Let me try these other sports that I kind of had an interest in. And I fell in love with it. So, you know, there I am, ninth grade in high school, like, loving sports, thinking back, like, God, why didn't I do this when I was younger? You know, parents tried, didn't want to. So it was natural for me. I fell in love with it right away. And as soon as I could, I wanted to go to the gym with my mom. So at about 13, 14, I started going to the health club with her. And, you know, they don't let you in the gym without a parent. You
right.
know, you have to have somebody over a certain age. So I, when my mom would go and work out, I would go and kind of play with the little baby weights and take a step class or, you know, whatever was available at the time. And I just, I loved the movement. I loved the challenge. I loved sweating and feeling good after. So it was very much natural for me.
That's so cool. That really is cool. So now let's fast forward. So you became a competitive strength athlete. You competed in, was it figure that you
figure? Yes, okay. I did figure.
And so, and as such, you also were a personal trainer,
mm-hmm.
and nutrition is 80% of what makes us look the way we look.
Mm-hmm.
And you had specific goals, but you also didn't want to lead a gastronomically monastic life. You like the way food. I mean, you're a foodie.
Yeah.
really are.
No, I'm a foodie, and, you know, anyone who's been maybe on my Instagram page or anything like that, that's probably predominantly what my page is food. So I'm posting either what I'm making or baking or what, you know, my husband and I, you know, when we go out and eat, I love food. I don't care if it's healthy food, if it's a steak and veggies or if it's, you know, a dessert.
Right.
I love it all. So, yeah, that's, you know, I grew up with that. My mom was very much into food. My dad ate food for fuel and nutrition only. That he sure loves, you know, a good meal, but he always just ate for fuel. And my mom was more of a, hey, let's bake cookies this weekend. Let's make banana bread. And so I kind of got into the baking side of it more because of my mom. And who doesn't want dessert when they're dieting? Like, rarely do people say, hey, I want a good piece of meat when you're dieting. Most
right.
people say, I want dessert, I want a cake, I want ice cream. And so I think that's kind of really what led me there is, I didn't compete until I was 30 when I did my first show. So it's not like I competed all through my 20s. I kind of found it much later. Obviously, figure didn't exist in the early 2000s. I think figure came, I don't know, maybe around 2004. I forget when figure came about. Before, it was just fitness and bodybuilding. And so for me, it was, you know, I was a personal trainer. I did people's nutrition. Obviously, I followed a specific plan myself. I got people ready for whether it was weddings, reunions, a marathon, you know, whatever their goals were. So I had the ability to do that, and I kept saying to myself, God, I want to compete, I want to compete. And I just never really saw myself getting up on stage. I mean, honestly, I have horrible stage fright. I don't love being on stage in front of people. But I love the idea of the challenge. Like, A, it would get me up on stage and maybe get me over that fright mm-hmm. or at least make me more comfortable. But, God, I loved competing. I competed in sports in high school. And I thought, I just want that challenge, you know, the idea of bettering your body and the getting up on stage and being judged for it. I love that idea. A lot of people hate that. They, you know, they don't want to be looked at and judged and, you know, being told, nah, your abs aren't good enough, your legs aren't big enough, or whatever it is. And I really looked forward to that. So, honestly, I didn't compete until I met my husband, and he was really a great help in that. You know, he would diet with me. So, you know, I had a lot of support in that area. So I finally did compete when I was 30.
Okay. So, and at this point in time, you've got clients that you're training and you're competing and you're going, man, I miss some of those really, really good things. And that set you out to start hunting for nutritionally appropriate dessert type products that
right.
wouldn't cause you to derail your contest prep, for instance.
Right, right. So that, you know, you go to the grocery store and you kind of look for things like, okay, this is, you know, maybe dietetic enough, but then it doesn't taste great. Or, oh, you know, how can I figure this out? And I always started to look at things, you know, if I ate a dessert out, how could I make that healthier at home? And not just healthier by removing some of the sugar, but like removing the flour entirely, removing, you know, everything entirely. And that led me to like baking with protein powders. So it kind of just started there. Everyone's had a protein shake for the most part. I started baking with them. A lot of people have done that. That's not like a new thing. But I started playing with different ingredients with the protein powder and seeing what I could make out of it. You know, you start with making a protein pudding and you start, you know, I started making brownies. So I was doing that before my husband and I were even married.
Okay.
So I was making brownies and doing all that. That's what kind of led me to making the bars. And there's kind of a little story before that. But, you know, it's looking at ingredients. And I really was always a label reader and a label looker and trying to figure out what could I substitute those exact ingredients for.
Well, but now you and the little story that you intimated just now before that was you actually found a product that was kind of a pre-made mix that you would bake on your own, and you bought it, and you were like, this rocks, this tastes so good.
Right.
But you couldn't, it was kind of like that Seinfeld episode where they're all eating the yogurt and getting fat, and they can't believe that there's no sugar in it.
Right. So I found this product online and ordered it, and I started making it. I thought, oh, it's so easy. It's a pre-made mix. All you basically do is add your nut butter to it. And I thought, fantastic, you know, I'm going to do this. This will be a fun snack, treat, whatever. So my husband and I are eating these for probably months, and we weren't necessarily getting fatter on them, but we kept wondering, like, why do these taste so good? I mean, I love peanut butter and I love almond butter, but that doesn't make something inherently, like, sweet, and it doesn't, you know, give us the taste we were getting from it. You know, it was just like a vanilla powder. So I thought, what? There's got to be something in this. And my husband, being who he is, he was like, let's get this tested. So we did. And it didn't come back with as low carb as they claimed. So we were like, oh my God, we've been eating carbs, like a huge amount of carbs all this time. And that's when we were kind of, you know, wow, people can lie on their labels and get away with it and whatnot. So that kind of led me, that's really the thing that led me to making my own. I was like, screw this, I'm making it myself, I know what's in it. So I started trying to work on protein bars, and that was, I guess you would call, the inception of Quest, even though I didn't know Quest was ever, you know, coming around the corner. But so I started playing with things, you know, ingredients, adding things in, pulling out nut butters to not have it be maybe as high fat, and just kind of goofing around with products. I spent a lot of time online researching, like, what could I put in here? You know, I need some type of a liquid. I need, you know, most everything, if you looked up protein bars online, especially back then, how to make them yourself, everything was with oats or, you know, mashed banana or some type of, you know, sweet potato. You'd find all sorts of interesting, and I was trying to get the carbs out.
Right.
That was my goal because I was a low-carb dieter. So, yeah, that was really the start of you know, what became the Quest Bar.
Well, and I want to point something out here. Mm-hmm. Two things I really want to point out. First of all, for those of you out there listening to this inspiring interview, really, I'll tell you why. Because it's quite often, you know, we're always told, do what you love and the money will come. And the reality is, you were doing what you loved. You loved to bake. You loved to cook. You loved to train. You loved to compete. And you were doing what you loved, and it wasn't like anybody set out to, you know, oh, we're gonna cure type 2 diabetes, we're gonna come out with magical food. No, this was just you being Shannon Yorton Penna. That's all it was. Like there was no ulterior motive. And the reason I point that out is that everybody in this audience is doing something right now that they're not looking at, like, wow, this could be something I could quit working and start doing. But listen to the way the story unfolds. That's all I want to point out.
And it is totally possible. I mean, people are out there making things, whether it's food or jewelry or whatever people are doing. It is possible to turn it into business. I never had that.
And that's the other thing I want to point out. You never had any desire to have a big company or nothing like that.
No. I never wanted to. Even when my husband eventually did bring that up, I was kind of like, are you crazy? What am I going to do, sell these door to door? Like, I'm not a business person. I don't have the mind that goes that direction. I'm really a person who's good with the day in, day out. I loved my personal training job. I was happy just doing that. Like, that would have been fine for me, honestly, for the rest of my life. I'm good with what I love. I don't need, you know, I've never been someone who needed, like, more. I need to turn this business into, like, I need to have my own gym. And, you know, that's not how my brain really sees things or works. But
that is so refreshing to hear. No. I'm going to tell you why. Because most of us feel guilty because the message that we're getting is grind harder.
Right.
Wake up at 3 a.m. in the morning and get started on your day. You're lazy if you're sleeping. And you're like, no, I'm content with my life. I really am.
Well, and that's great. I never thought I wouldn't have, you know, a job. Like, I don't physically work hard or work at all some days. Like where I'm at now with Quest, I don't have to do that. And that's a really cool thing because now I can spend my time with my dogs and hiking and doing other things I enjoy. And
right.
I'm good with that. A lot of people, my husband's sister always used to ask me, like, well, what are you going to do with your life now? And it's like, I'm doing it. Like, I'm totally good. I'm really happy. I love it. Maybe there'll be something different I want to get involved in, whether it's volunteering or another business or who knows what, but I love where I'm at, and I loved where I'm at, where I was at when I was personal training. And I've always been very honest that way, not just to the outside world, but to myself. I'm really happy just hanging. I'm good with that.
You're content with the simple things in life, and that's a blessing, by the way, just for the record. That's a blessing.
That's what my husband says.
Yeah, it is.
I think it came from being an only child. I mean, I know there's a lot of only children out
there. I don't know about that, Shannon, because I know a lot of only children that are really miserable. You're not a miserable.
Well,
you're really one of the sweetest people I've ever met, and genuinely. But anyway, okay, so now I want to move forward. So now.
Okay.
You're making these bars. You figured things out. They really taste good. You're selling them to your clients.
So, well,
Ron is bringing them to work.
So
yeah, go ahead.
I was just making the bars for myself. And then, you know, obviously Ron was always my taste tester. He would come home from work, and he had a software company at the time. So he'd come home from work, and he'd dig in, and he'd be like, oh, these are really good, or this isn't sweet enough. And he would help me taste test and work on them. And I was just doing it for us. And I used to send him to work. I'd wrap him up in little cellophane or whatever and send him to work so he didn't have to eat another turkey burger that I made, because that's pretty much what we lived on, was like turkey burgers, chicken breast, and vegetables and egg whites.
Right.
You know, the typical bodybuilding kind of diet. So I would send him to work with those because I knew exactly how much protein was in and all that, you know, carbs, fat, whatever. And one day one of his business partners, Mike, who's our business partner at Quest, I think Ron gave him a bite, or Mike said, what are you eating? And Ron said, here you go, try it. He's like, wow, those are really good. He's like, yeah, Shannon's been making these. And it kind of spiraled. Ron came home and told me, like, yeah, Mike really liked them. And I thought, well, I'll make some extra, and you can give them to whoever wants them at work.
Right.
So I started making bigger batches of my bars and sending Ron to work with them. And the tech guys were, you know, who live on, like, Skittles and pizza and whatever at work, were like, oh, these are really good. What are these things? And Ron's like, well, you know, Shannon's protein bars. And, you know, they were like, oh, could we get more? Like, would she want to make them for us? So when regular people, and I mean regular in the nicest way, just regular people who eat whatever they want.
Right.
When they liked them, which I thought, oh, my God, they really want to eat this stuff. It's diet food. They're going to hate this. Like, I thought I liked it because I'm always on a diet.
Right.
But they genuinely, like, wanted more. And I thought, wow. And so it gave me an opportunity to work on more flavors and things like that. And they all became my test subjects. So that's where this spiraled. And after enough months of that, Ron kind of came home and he's like, we're going to do something with this. We're going to turn this into a business. And I thought, are you crazy?
No.
Like, I really thought he was kind of nuts. And I was like, what do you mean? You do software and now you're like, you want to make protein bars? Like, how are we going to do this?
But
I I'm going to make these by hand at home, and we're going to, like, go door to door. And he's like, no, you sell them online. Like, we'll do a website. And I was like, I don't even understand how this works. You know, and small backtrack is I got, you know, my first cell phone when I was 29 and dating my husband. Like, I'm not a tech person in the slightest.
Right,
so
right.
For me, I was like, website online, like I just couldn't even grasp it.
Well, I want to take a break. I want to interrupt you. Want to take a break because I want to when we come back, I want to talk about, you use the term spiral. This ended up being like
<was. laughs>
I want to tell the story about how the people at the post office got to know you because the story really gets good. This is very, very inspiring. Anybody out there who feels like, you know, your life is lacking some sort of goals or initiative. You know, sometimes things just happen. And as they are happening, you get swept away. And that's the next part of the story. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking to Shannon Yorton Penna, the gal who gave birth to Quest Nutrition. We'll be right back. Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's REDCON1.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
For the past 4 months, I've been keeping a secret. Every night at bedtime, I tape my mouth shut with Somnifix strips. That's right, and here's why. Whether you snore or not, at some point in the night, almost all of us start breathing through our mouth. Since I've started using Somnifix strips, I've noticed that I sleep deeper and have seen improvements in my health, fitness, and cognitive function. That's because nose breathing activates the parasympathetic nervous system and improves nitric oxide production. And that leads to improved sleep immunity, carbon dioxide, oxygen exchange, and much more. Oh, and if you do snore, it'll help you stop snoring. Try Somnifix risk-free. Go to somnifix.com/SHR. Get a free trial pack of Somnifix strips today.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil. Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Shannon Yorton Penna about how Quest Nutrition became the company that it is today. And it really all started with her desire to have things that she could eat that she would enjoy. And lo and behold, people who didn't care about their weight, weren't competing, they loved them too. And that's where the magic is. So Shannon, let's pick up with the quote unquote spiral. So you find yourself making these bars. You literally couldn't even make them all in your kitchen at one point in time, right?
Well, right. So at the time when I was giving them to my husband to take to work and stuff, I was also selling them at my boot camp. So I used to run a boot camp in my backyard, and it was more just for fun. Our business partner, as I mentioned before, Mike, his wife used to come and all her mom friends. And so I had these, like, pretty much weekly, three times a week, 12 ladies. And a lot of them were eating other protein bars that were out there. And, you know, they would complain about their weight and this, that, the other. And I would sort of start to educate them about, you know, what's in those bars and why you don't want to eat those, and the amount of sugar or the soy protein or whatever it is that I believed was not optimal. And so, you know, I was telling them, look, I make a bar. I'm happy to make you extra. I'd have to charge you, you know, like a typical, you know, food service or whatever. So, you know, I was making it for them as well, and they would buy them weekly. I would make them on the weekends and give them to them Monday morning, so they would have their batch of bars for the week. And that's kind of how that went. once that was doing, you know, really well, like I mentioned before, my husband said, okay, we got to do something with this. And he got his, you know, ideas together. He pitched it to, you know, our other business partners. And they also kind of thought he was crazy. Ron's really the genius behind, you know, Quest. I make the, you know, the products,
right.
But, you know, Ron really has the business mind. He's a true entrepreneur. He's been doing different businesses since he was, you know, 18, 19 years old. He's had, you know, he had a Subway, he's had restaurants, he's, you know, done all sorts of stuff.
Right.
So it's really, you know, with his concept of like what we were going to do, how we were going to do this with the least amount of risk. I mean, he had it all kind of planned out. And so it was just who wanted to be on board with us at the time. And all this time, I'm still thinking, this is crazy. I can't believe we're taking my food and going public with this. Like, I don't believe people want to eat this. That's how I was
feeling.
That's
so funny.
And so, you know, I'm kind of, I don't know, almost begrudgingly doing this. Like, he really wants to do this. Like, okay, I'll do this with him type of thing. And, yeah, we started renting time at a commissary. So you rent, you know, blocks of time, like 4 hours, 6 hours. And you go to these, they're like kitchens. And we, you know, I had to get a food license, so I went through the online training to get a managerial food license so that somebody has to be certified in that before you can make food and sell it to the public. So did that, got that certification. Like, we did all the little things we had to do to work in a commissary, and we started making them. We would do, like, started as one night a week. After everybody left work, we would go to the commissary, and we'd work till, like, 10, 11 o'clock at night making bars. And by hand, you know, I knew how the mix went because it was my formula. And so I would put that together. Everybody had their little station of what they would do. You know, some people are putting the bars in packages and some people are heat sealing them. So, you know, that was kind of our crew of, like, I think five or six people. We even had my dad come for a while. We needed extra hands.
Wow.
So we would, you know, Ron had the whole system online and doing that thing. And we were giving out two free bars to anybody who filled out the form. And so when we started, we were just giving away product. We weren't selling anything. And the like reorders, if you will, would start coming in where people wanted to now purchase them. And when that started happening, it started happening really fast. And to the point where our business partner, Mike, had me set up at home with, you know, a printer and everything so that the orders, when they would come in, I would just print them. I would, you know, package them and get them ready and then go to the post office. And that's what you were talking about, the
story. So, yeah, because you were the shipping department, you were the chef,
yeah,
you were all
I made the bars, yeah, in the early days. I mean, when it was small enough, I made the bars. I did the sales online, if you will, even too, meaning that, yeah, well, we had a website and kind of advertising in that sense going out. I was a feature blogger on Body Space at the time, and don't know actually how that even happened. I was just posting very regularly, and eventually I got put up there as a feature blogger. So I started talking about the Quest bars and things like that, and I, you know, was new to Facebook at the time, so I started to the girls I was competing with, and I would write them and say, hey, you know, can I send you bars? If you love them, great. Maybe you'll want to, you know, talk about them. And if not, then no harm, no foul. You got some free bars.
Right.
And they were like, yeah, I would love to, for sure. Send them my way. And lo and behold, you know, people started talking about them. One of the first girls was a friend of mine, Gina Aliotti, who I didn't know other than from competing. And Gina's a great girl. She was like, oh, my God, I love these. These are amazing. They're clean. And she started giving them out to her, you know, her clients, her nutrition clients that she did their nutrition for and her competitors and all that kind of stuff. So Gina was one of the first people I worked with, and we call them influencers now at Quest. And they're, you know, it kind of just like grew like that. So more of those people started talking about it. The trickle down effect kind of got towards, you know, the regular everyday person, and more orders were coming in. So I was then doing all the shipping, and it was kind of getting a little crazy. Like, I couldn't handle it every day. And that's how quick things started to happen. I would go to the post office with my buckets and buckets of, you know, bars packaged up in boxes, and standing in line, you know, the lady would always say to me, nope, you got to get in line. And after she would start to see me every single day, she was kind of like, what is it you're doing here? You know, so I told her business, like, who has that much stuff to ship every day? Like,
right.
This stuff had to go out. And so it was all prepaid stamps. We did all our stamps online. So everything, I didn't really technically have to stand in line, but she eventually would look at me and say, okay, over here, like dump them over here. And she would just let them go. So I was, you know, kind to her for letting me do that and not have to stand in line and go back and forth to my car so much. So, you know, I would give her bars for free, or I eventually bought her a gift certificate to the shoe store that was right across the way.
Oh, how cool.
I would do things to, like, thank her for the fact that she would let me cut line and drop off all my stuff because, you know what a post office can be like.
Oh, my God, you could be there. You could be there for a couple hours if you're not careful. Right,
right. So... yeah, so that was the start of that spiral. I'd call it spiral up, obviously, but it kept going from there, and it just, you know, nothing slowed down. It just, the more orders kept coming in, and obviously we started doing the expos then. So we did our first, the LA Fit Expo was our very first expo. And, you know, we sat there with a little 10 by 10 booth with a little small table and two little laptops, you know, begging people to try our bars. Nobody wanted to eat another protein bar. They'd walk by our booth and oh no, those things give me stomach aches, or,
right,
oh God, I can't handle another protein bar, because also you're at an expo with 50 other companies that have protein bars. And, you know, in the early days, that's what people would say to us is like, really, you're getting in the protein bar business? Like, you're going to lose your ass. And nobody wanted, you know, everyone was trying to warn us.
Well, because everybody thought your bar was going to be like everybody else's bar.
Right,
but the reality,
right,
is that the Quest bar influenced everybody else's bar, because once the Quest bar hit the market and was so wildly successful, everybody was copying the bar.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Everybody copied us. Well, we blew up so fast. I mean, and everybody thought, well, then we have to do what they're doing. So they just copied us, or tried to. You know, a lot of those bars either didn't taste as good, or they also still had a lot of other ingredients. You know,
right,
people still put, you know, glycerin or other sugar, or they put real chocolate chips that had regular, you know, sugar in it. We made our own. So I made, you know, the chocolate chips for our, you know, chocolate chip cookie dough bar, the white chocolate chips for the white chocolate raspberry. Like, those are homemade, you know, recipes that I made without sugar that we ended up putting into the bars.
Right.
You know, anybody else who had chocolate chips in it were just using regular sugared chocolate chips. So we were really doing something that was different. And I was still shocked by it all. And still to this day, I go into stores and I take pictures of me standing next to the Quest bars. You know, 8 years into it, as a company, I'm still semi-shocked by it all. I mean, I get how the business side of it can work, you know, how you get things out there, but I never planned on this. I never meant for it. I didn't even want to do it, and this is what it became. So it's all, yeah, pretty shocking.
It is, and obviously, you're right. Ron, you know, it was actually the perfect marriage of creativity and business sense.
Right, and that's what I am. I'm an intuitive cook or baker or, you know, whatever. I love being creative and playing. I never like following recipes, so it's actually like I have a ton of cookbooks, but I'm always morphing on it. Like, I don't really love following a basic recipe. So, you know, my husband with his business mind and you know, my creativity side or my just playing side with food is kind of what made this. So,
yeah, no, it's really amazing. And so, but the reality is that you're not done. So Quest is up. You still have influence on what goes on at Quest, but you've gone off in another direction. You're creating again, and I got to taste some of the new nut butters. And I want to take a break.
Okay.
And when we come back, I want to talk about the fact that while you downplay, like, well, you know, I like hanging out with the dogs, you're still at it, you're still doing this.
It's funny, it's not really downplaying, it's genuinely who I am. Like, that is the life I like to live. I you know, I love what we did at Quest and stuff, but I am not a corporate girl, I'm not a business girl. It's not what I would want to do for the rest of my life. And most people look at me and go, how do you not want to be a part of Quest, like, forever? And as long as we have Quest, we have Quest. But I just mean, it's just not, you know, business is not my thing. So I love being in the kitchen. I love being with my dogs. That's what I want to do. So, like you said, when we come back from break, we'll talk about that.
Yeah, we'll talk about what you're up to now. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one?
You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs. You too can benefit from Live On Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Live On Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Men and women, you've heard about hormone optimization. Do you feel like it's something you want to look into? RenewLifeRx.com is the place to start. Their doctors can help you with the solutions. RenewLifeRx.com has a simple process for lab work, consultation, and taking a deep dive into where your hormone levels can be improved. Superhuman Radio listeners get 30% off your initial lab work and consultation. Go to RenewLifeRx.com to schedule your no obligation phone consultation today. Feel younger, get in better shape, and be more productive at RenewLifeRx.com.
Who ever heard of a supplement company that lets you pick the products they make and sell? What you have now, we are All American Body, a factory direct supplement brand proudly brought to you by All American Pharmaceutical. Don't pay more somewhere else. You can get the same or even better products directly from us. Now check this out. All American Body is a brand about you. Tell us what to make next so you can save big. Go ahead and request a specific ingredient. You know, arginine, citrulline, vitamin D, a product type or category, keto, greens, naturals, herbals, nootropics, and even a specific branded product or formula. We'll either copy it exactly or make it even better. And best of all, it won't cost anything close to what you've been paying, period. And if we do end up using your suggestion, you'll get the first bottle absolutely free. We'll also give you full credit on that product's description page. You'll be famous signing autographs and people asking you to take pictures with them wherever you go. So head on over to allamericanbody.com right now. That's allamericanbody.com and make your product request today. All American Body, crazy savings, insane results.
You've got your devices and apps that track your activity, workouts, sleep, and diet. You have your medical records and blood work. All this data and none of it is integrated, so you can see a true snapshot of just what progress you're making and where. Now you can securely centralize all this data and become the CEO of your health. Heads Up Health gives you powerful dashboards, charts, and tools to connect all your data into meaningful information. One seamless platform. Go to headsuphealth.com today. Use code SHR and get 20% off your subscription. That's headsuphealth.com and use code SHR.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, we're going to be talking about how to use neuroscience to get the most out of your body, whether that's fat loss, building muscle, being healthier. Right now, we're talking with Shannon Yorton Penna. We were talking about how Quest got started. If you missed that, you have to tune into the podcast later. But now we're going to go on and say that Shannon is still creating, aren't you? You're still doing things.
Yeah.
Some other brands, right?
Well, I'm always making something. I mean, I never stop, you know, kind of making products and stuff. I don't obviously do as much for Quest anymore. We've got a whole R&D team that Ron built over the years, and, you know, they're pumping out the chips and the cookies and the pizza and all the amazing things. I can't take any credit for those. But, yeah, about a year ago or so, we started, Ron and I, and our business partner, Michael Venny. We started another company kind of with nut butters and things I always wanted to do and things I make at home. So I'm always making my own nut butters and goodies like that. So it's called Legendary Foods, and we have seasoned nuts as well as flavored nut butters that don't have protein in it. So with that, that was kind of the thing that got really big for a while, was all these protein nut butters. And I just couldn't stand sort of the thickness and the pastiness, because once you add protein to all the nut butters, they get super gummy and just too thick. And so it was not something I ever really enjoyed. Also, again, a lot of those had a lot of sugar in them. So it was kind of like, well, I'm going to buy peanut butter, which or nut butter, almond butter, whatever, that's technically healthy and could be on a diet or whatever, but now it's got all this added sugar in it, whether it's chocolate chips or toffee bits or marshmallow goo, and I just thought, forget it. I just got to stick with my own. So, you know, I started making my own, and again, this has been for years I've been making those types of things. And when, you know, Michael, our partner, you know, wanted to do something, he wanted to go into the nut realm, like something like, you know, Blue Diamond or whatever, make actual seasoned nuts that were healthy, that didn't have sugar and maltodextrin and all that kind of stuff. And so we started working on those things, and I said, well, if we're going to be in the nut business, like, why don't we do my nut butters? And, you know, he wasn't privy to the nut butter world. He was like, why, is that a big thing? And I was like, flavored nut butter? It's like, yeah, it's pretty
Dude.
Big, but,
yeah.
You know, it's also fun, and it's dessert-like, but it's clean, and, you know, and he was like, I guess. So I made a bunch for him. He taste-tested, and he was like, wow, these are really good, and he brought them home to his girlfriend and her kid, and they ate them, and so it became a thing where he was like, okay, let's do it. So we started working on that, and we launched, you know, Legendary Foods, like I said, about a year ago or so.
What a great name, too, for a food company, Legendary Foods.
Right along the line of Quest. You
know, yeah.
You got to stay with those real, those good names.
Yeah, and the reality is that nut butters are probably a bigger segment than the spiced or flavored nuts themselves, isn't it?
Well, yes and no. Honestly, you know, our sales and what we're finding, like, at expos and things like that, people are loving the nuts. You know, they're really, I mean, they love the nut butters too, but nut butters for some people, you know, they can't stop. I think you've said you've eaten a whole jar.
I ate, so when I got samples sent to me, and I always appreciate the things
sure.
that being affiliated with your companies is always, I always come home and find packages of stuff, and it's so exciting. And I got the apple. What is it?
There's apple pie, pecan pie. Then we have the blueberry cinnamon bun. We have peanut butter chocolate chip, and then we have like peanut butter cup.
I think I opened the apple pie
right.
nut butter up like at a 5 o'clock on, let's say, a Wednesday afternoon when I came home from work, and I found it, and it was gone by 5 o'clock the following
right.
day.
So, I mean, it depends. If you're a hungry person or you're just not good with portion control,
just,
yeah.
I'm just a, you know, in Italian, I would be called a gavone. I'm just
a gavone.
Yeah,
okay.
I just don't. Poor Elisa, she gets mad at me because I eat everything before she has a chance to even taste it.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I mean, there's people like that and nothing wrong with it. But, you know, there's those people who say, I better stick with the nuts because I can't control myself with the nut butter. But at least that says it's that good, right?
But the reality is that I ate 3 bags of the bacon cheddar cheese almonds
right,
the other
right.
day.
Yeah, like, those are my favorite, too.
In seconds. Like, they were
right.
gone. And I thought to myself, I better stop.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
that's a lot. It's a lot more than I think it is. You know what I mean?
Right. But oddly, somehow, even though nuts and nut butter are basically the same thing, people feel safer and better with the nuts than they do with nut butter, even though you can eat just as many nuts. But it's that thing that people are a little more controlled with some of the savory things than they are with the sweet
uh-huh.
things. So I think it's a little bit of that. Some people would say, no, I'm not even a sweet person, and I eat, you know, only savory things. But, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. But they both do, you know, sometimes equally as well. Sometimes you'll see the nuts are doing much better than the but it's either way, it's been a smashing success once again. So it's been really another exciting adventure, I guess, for me. I never expected to do Quest, and here I am doing another business, and I never thought that would happen. So.
Right. And again, it's all born of something you love, and that is
yeah.
being in the kitchen and creating something that you and your mom enjoyed together,
right,
something
right.
that's really in your DNA to do. So it's not
yeah.
like as though you have to – you're not somebody who's doing something you hate just because you want to be successful.
Right.
And as you pointed out, you didn't even care about the success. It was just what you love to do.
Right. No, I mean, I definitely never expected to have, you know, one of the biggest businesses out there. That's probably more the shocking part. Like, sure, we can all turn things into businesses, and they may not go anywhere. They may just pay your bills. And that's all I expected. I thought maybe if we're going to do this, it's going to pay our bills. Like, I just never thought it would be as gangbusters as it is.
And in fact, you texted Ron, when you came up with the name Quest, and you even had a tagline for it. I got to say something, and I know that Ron is going to cringe right now, but that's the true sign of a Gemini. Like, we just, stuff just comes in our brains. We just create stuff out of nowhere, and people go, wow, that's so great.
I love it. That's so funny. Yeah, I was coming home from visiting my parents, actually. They live in the valley, and I was driving home, and I was stopped at a red light, and there was this big billboard, as you see, on every corner. And it was, I don't remember if it was like for Powerade or Diet Coke or whatever it was, but it was a guy on a bicycle, and there was, you know, mountains in the distance. And I was thinking, like, how's that a Diet Coke or a Powerade, other than I guess it's like to fuel you? And automatically popped in my head, fuel your journey. And I was like, Quest. And it just came to me thinking, what else is a journey? It's a quest. And so I was like, Quest Nutrition, Quest Bar. Oh my God. And I text Ron right in the car, literally like, that's, I think this is the name. Because for months, mind you, the group of us had been emailing back and forth, like keeping a running list of all the names we had going. And our name that was at the top of the list at the time was Health Factory. And so, like,
that would have been so, that would have sucked so much compared to Quest. It really would have, you know?
Yeah, that was almost what it was called. And I just, you know, whether it's my brain or that billboard or whatever you want to, you know, give the thanks to, that's how the name kind of came to be. And Ron loved the name. And so the next day, I met everybody before they headed off to work. We met outside of Kukuru, when those still existed. And it's probably only an LA thing, but it's a chicken place out here. So we met out front of that. And I literally had to pitch the guys because I worked with a bunch of guys. So it was, you know, me and all these guys. So I pitched them on this, you know, name. And I was like, you know, Quest Nutrition, you know, fuel your journey, whatever, whether you're a stay-at-home mom, whether you're a lawyer, a doctor, a secretary, like, everybody needs to fuel their journey for the day. And so it was like this little silly pitch, but they were like, that's actually a really great name. And so we kind of molded over for some days or a week or whatever it was, and we had to settle on something, and everyone liked that the best. So we went with it, and that was that.
I know the whole journey has been a surprise to you.
Oh, God, yeah.
But
still is.
I mean, I think anybody who hears this story would agree that this was just the perfect marriage of creativity, opportunity, timing. And
this is what can happen when everything lines up, you know. I want to take our last commercial break, and then I want to get back to you personally and talk about where you see yourself in the future and kind of get a feel for what you hope to happen. We're talking with Shannon Yorton Penna. She literally gave birth to Quest Nutrition. That can be undeniable from this story today. I never heard it before. Maybe you've heard it, but it was new to me, and I hope you're enjoying it. Stay tuned.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
For the past 4 months, I've been keeping a secret. Every night at bedtime, I tape my mouth shut with Somnifix strips. That's right, and here's why. Whether you snore or not, at some point in the night, almost all of us start breathing through our mouth. Since I've started using Somnifix strips, I've noticed that I sleep deeper and have seen improvements in my health, fitness, and cognitive function. That's because nose breathing activates the parasympathetic nervous system and improves nitric oxide production. And that leads to improved sleep immunity, carbon dioxide, oxygen exchange, and much more. Oh, and if you do snore, it'll help you stop snoring. Try Somnifix risk-free. Go to somnifix.com/SHR. Get a free trial pack of Somnifix strips today.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products to dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com. Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to RedconOne.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
You've got your devices and apps that track your activity, workout, sleep, and diet. You have your medical records and blood work. All this data and none of it is integrated, so you can see a true snapshot of just what progress you're making and where. Now you can securely centralize all this data and become the CEO of your health. Heads Up Health gives you powerful dashboards, charts, and tools to connect all your data into meaningful information. One seamless platform. Go to headsuphealth.com today. Use code SHR and get 20% off your subscription. That's headsuphealth.com and use code SHR.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. Shannon, what's your favorite Quest product?
Right now it's the chocolate chip cookie. I eat at least one a day, sometimes two. But yeah, I'm kind of obsessed with those.
I am too.
Yeah, that and the peanut butter. But the chocolate chip cookie dough, or cookie one, is just, yeah, that's been my favorite.
You know what? Elisa bought real chocolate chip cookies the other day.
Uh-huh.
And they were supposed to be gluten-free. I think they were made with like tapioca flour. But each one had 5 grams of sugar, and they were little cookies.
Right, right.
Like maybe an inch and a half around.
Right.
And I tasted one, and I said, I spit it out. I said, I don't even want to waste my calories. And I grabbed the Quest cookie. You know what? I eat 2 pounds of beef a day.
Right.
In 1 pound allotments. And after each pound, I eat one Quest cookie, the chocolate chip. And my logic is twofold. Number one, I love the way they taste. And number two, I got a little fiber with all this meat I'm eating. And
so I
feel like as though I'm doing something good. I'm with you. That is the game changer, that cookie.
I just love it when I want something a little sweet, or I'm a little hungry but like don't want a big old meal, or just don't feel like cooking. Like, I just go to the cookie. That's just kind of been my thing. Though last night I had a bag of chips, so of the, you know, Quest chips, the new tortillas.
The tortilla chips are amazing.
Yeah,
and I like the tortilla chips because they don't have a lot of fiber, too, by the way.
Right, for you and stuff. Yeah, so it's like, it just depends on like a mood thing. Like, I wanted something more on the savory side, so I went for that. But yeah, I would say daily I eat at least one of those chocolate chip cookies. So
talk about your two girls for a second.
My two girls, my two doggy girls. Yes, those are my fur children. I love them. My girls are what? One's almost 10, my oldest, and then the other one's 7. And they're my life. You know, for those of you out there who don't have human children, you know, your dogs typically are everything. And I love it. I love being outside with them. I love hiking with them. I love just being with them. They're the best. They're the cuddliest, most lovable dogs. So
I got to stay with you over the weekend. And Saturday night, you and Ron had an event to go to.
And yes.
I got to sit with the girls.
Yes.
And we were watching TV together, watching a movie together. And I was sitting there, and they were, you know, everybody's happy. I'm like, oh, I'm doing a good job. I'm pet sitting.
And then all of a sudden, I hear this howling.
Yeah.
And I look over, and I want to, and so Maui was sitting next to me.
Right.
And why did I just forget? I just blanked out.
Fiji.
Fiji. Thank you. The island. Yeah. Fiji is missing, and I'm like, so I look at Maui, and I'm like, where's your sister? And I hear this howling, and it's this sorrowful howl. And I realized that she was crying for you.
Yeah.
And so I interrupted the movie, and I thought, you know what? I'm just going to go upstairs and sit with the – and then she was more relaxed. It was kind of like – it was because I wasn't really paying attention. I was watching the movie, and she realized, oh, my God, Mom's not here. What am I going to do?
Yeah, Fiji's one of those. So, like, Maui is super cuddly. She just wants to lay next to you, on you, whatever. She's good with people. Fiji is like she loves Mom and Dad. She's not great with new people. She's a little timid. So she either – this is one of the things she wants. She wants to either be covered with a blanket or she wants to go to her space on the couch. So she has her, like, spot.
Right.
And so because you were in, like, the movie room, she may have been like, okay, you didn't cover me. You're not my mom and dad, so, like, I think I need to go back into the house, you know. So she's funny that way. She's not great with new people. Our housekeeper even says the same thing. Like, when I leave, sometimes she finds her, like, howling at the door because I left. So, yeah, she's funny that way.
Yeah, and both of them are Hungarian Vizslas. When did you get your first Vizsla?
Well, I got them both here in California. There's some, you know, they're purebred, so you typically get that dog from a breeder.
Right.
I looked for ones in Los Angeles just because I didn't want to have a puppy shipped. I don't know. I've never been comfortable with the shipping of dogs, and it has to be done sometimes. I just didn't want to do that. And so I found one in Ramona, California, and then Fallbrook, California, which is kind of like Temecula area up
right,
that way.
Right.
So yeah, I found they're from different breeders, each of my dogs. So yeah, up there. And
had you known about the Vizsla before that? Did you say, I really want a Vizsla?
So here's a funny story. Like, I didn't have a dog since I was 18. Like, I grew up with a dog, and she passed at 18 from cancer, actually. And so I hadn't had another dog. And so finally, here I am at 31 in a house with a yard, and I was finally, like, out of an apartment, and I thought, I want a dog. I've been wanting a dog my whole life. So I used to watch, even without any pets of my own, I used to watch Cesar Millan, the dog whisperer. And why did I watch it? I was very interested in dog training, I suppose. Mm-hmm. And so I saw this dog. His name was Booker. I remember the show very well. It was about this Hungarian Vizsla named Booker, and he was terrified of everything. And they went from living in the country to the city. Anyway, long story short, I fell in love with the look of that dog. So it was definitely a visual thing. But also, they're known as the Velcro dog because they just want to be stuck to you. They are a people dog, like 100% of the
right,
day.
Right.
They just want to be with you. And I was like, oh my God, the dog can run with me and, they hike with me and do all this stuff that I love to do, but used to do by myself. So I started checking out Vizslas and looking into the breed, and I was like, this is it. This is the dog for me. So we got my first one, Maui, and when she was 2.5, we got her sister, Fiji, because I just felt like I love this breed so much. This is the dog I want.
I fell in love with the breed, too, when I was in my late teens. And it's the most wonderful dog you can ever buy, in my humble opinion.
Yeah, they're really loving. Their nickname is known as the Velcro dog. They just are a people dog. So if you don't want a dog who wants to love on you and be next to you and kiss you and stuff, don't get this dog, because that's what they do.
Get a cat instead. Listen.
Get a cat. Get a dog that's more aloof. There's a lot of dogs I love breed-wise, like the look and everything. Like, there's a dog called the Borzoi, but they're much more aloof. So not cuddly, and I want a dog on me.
Thank you so much for taking time this morning to come on and tell the story. I'm so glad
that
you told the story, because I don't think a lot of people know how Quest got started, and now that people know it, it's even a more amazing story.
Oh, thank you.
And you have a wonderful day, and tell the girls Uncle Carl said hello.
You got it, for sure. Will do. Thank you, Carl.
Talk to you later. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about how to harness neuroscience to be a better human. Stay tuned.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Who ever heard of a supplement company that lets you pick the products they make and sell? What you have now, we are All American Body, a factory direct supplement brand proudly brought to you by All American Pharmaceutical. Don't pay more somewhere else. You can get the same or even better products directly from us. Now check this out. All American Body is a brand about you. Tell us what to make next so you can save big. Go ahead and request a specific ingredient. You know, arginine, citrulline, vitamin D, a product type or category, keto, greens, naturals, herbals, nootropics, and even a specific branded product or formula. We'll either copy it exactly or make it even better. And best of all, it won't cost anything close to what you've been paying, period. And if we do end up using your suggestion, you'll get the first bottle absolutely free. We'll also give you full credit on that product's description page. You'll be famous, signing autographs and people asking you to take pictures with them wherever you go. So head on over to allamericanbody.com right now. That's allamericanbody.com and make your product request today. All American Body, crazy savings, insane results.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. When it comes to your body, really, all of your abilities come from your brain. We've done shows over the past 13 years that show that fatigue actually starts in the brain. And also your belief system, your willingness to work hard, it all comes from your brain. But yet all we think about when we think about our body is the body. We forget that the brain plays a huge role in the success of what we want to do with our body. And there are people out there who are not ignoring this. They are paying attention to it. My next guest is Jacques Newell Taylor. How you doing, Jacques?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Thanks for being here. And this is an area that you are really working hard to spread good information that if we understand neuroscience, we can actually get more out of our body, right?
Correct. Yes, it's when I think about it, I call it a neuro-logic approach. In other words, typically when we're thinking about exercise, we focus on the adaptations that we want to stimulate in the muscles or in the cardiovascular system, or we might even consider what's happening with the joints. But rarely do we think about the changes that are happening in the brain and things that we can affect in our brain, affecting our behavior, and how our attitudes towards exercise might actually impact the way our bodies shift. So, yeah, this has been a really interesting journey trying to make neuroscience relevant to exercise.
So where did it start for you? Give me the beginning for you.
Okay. Let's see. It started when I guess it was 14 years old, and it was one of my first jobs. I was working in a neuroscience laboratory, and we were looking at something called long-term potentiation, which is one of the mechanisms that they think is responsible for memory, how neurons communicate and remember information. And it was at that time that I realized that there was something about, I learned there was something about activity that seemed to be linked to this long-term potentiation. So that was the beginning of this fascination of mine between this link between neuroscience and motion. And then as I went through school and I went to college where I studied neuroscience, and then I got out in the world and I kept reading and studying, and I came across the work of Michael Mrzenich. And he is a very well-known neuroscientist, and he's done some seminal research that helps us to really appreciate that when you are training your body, you are training your mind, whether you know it or not, whether you acknowledge it or not, whether you're strategically doing it that way or not. You can't separate the two. So that's that continuum from back when I was a teenager to now has really been strong, and it's been fostered by a lot of wonderful research, some really great guys, men and women out there.
Well, I mean, this is supported just by the evidence of neuroplasticity, right? We see Parkinson's disease patients learning to do some, for them, challenging resistance movements, especially when you're training the legs, and we see neuronal sprouting happening in the substantia nigra. So it's kind of like we talk about priming a pump, right? You got to pour a little water in the pump to get the gasket wet, and then it can suck more water up. We're seeing this in applications in healthcare too now.
Yes, without a doubt. It's really quite exciting. There are things that In the medical field, they would say if somebody has a stroke or Parkinson's, many diseases where, you know, people kind of, kind of threw up their hands and said there's nothing to do. But what we didn't realize was that times when we're applying an exercise or a stimulus, we look at it for 12 weeks when it really takes 36, right? So sometimes you cut off a study before you can even realize that there are any benefits. The other thing I think is really fascinating about this is, for most of us who are really trying to just get the benefits of exercise in our daily lives, there are some things that we need to know about the hormones that muscles can produce in exercise that therefore can then stimulate changes in the brain. And it's really fascinating stuff. And I think that if people understand more about these hormones and the conditions that allow these hormones to be produced, then we'll all get more out of exercise.
But also, so we're still talking about the muscles being the actuator in this process of the brain. Is there a way to stimulate the brain? Because I know I have a company that sent me a gadget. I haven't tried it yet. It looks like headphones.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, and theoretically, if you put this thing on and wear it for a period of time. I'm not sure if you have to wear it while the action or before, but it's supposed to help hardwire certain movements,
that you're trying to learn. So is there ways to activate the brain to trigger the muscle changes?
Well, that device that you're talking about, I'm very familiar with. It does give you a bit of a head start, I'll say, in terms of motor pattern recruitment.
Okay.
But what's interesting is, even though you have this stimulus, this electric stimulus that's stimulating your motor cortex, and it's supposed to be priming this your nervous system, that does have its advantages for specific goals. But there might be goals where that's not actually advantageous, where you want the natural ramp up of activity as part of your exercise session.
Give me an example why that would be.
Okay. Let's say you are an endurance athlete. Well, what you want is you want to be able to train the full spectrum of motor unit recruitment patterns and not have any patterns kind of leapfrogged because of this priming stimulus, right?
Interesting.
You may...
Jacques, can you hear me? Because I think we just lost you. I don't know if you're on a cell phone, but I need you to move if you are. Okay, so... now I can hear you. I'm sorry. You dropped out there for a moment. Sure.
Okay, I'm sitting in one place. I'm not moving anywhere. That's weird.
Okay.
Okay. Where did you lose?
Well, you were saying, suppose you don't want that movement pattern to kind of leapfrog.
Yes. So another scenario might be in a rehab scenario. Rehab scenario. Because here's what we typically forget about. Around our joints, we have these receptors that give information to the nervous system about what it can and cannot do at that joint.
Okay. Because you're getting feedback from the Golgi apparatus, and that's what proprioception is all about, right?
Well, from the Golgi apparatus, from nociceptors, from mechanoreceptors, from muscle spindle organs, we've got all kinds of receptors receptors in the skin. All these receptors are giving your nervous system feedback about, hey, can I really give maximum output at that joint? Is everything okay down there? So if we have something that is sitting on top of our heads that is in some ways obliterating some of that feedback, overriding some of that feedback, that may not always work out so well, right? That might cause something called neurogenic inflammation. In other words, inflammation that is started by signaling from the nervous system. So that's a great tool, nothing wrong with it, but like any other tool, it has to be applied under the appropriate circumstances.
Okay. So now let's talk about individuality here, right? So we hear a lot of people talking about, you know, we create individual programs for people and all that sort of stuff, but can you really create individuality if you haven't assessed from a neurological standpoint where this person is?
That is such a great question. And I would have to agree with you. And that, again, that is why I'm such a fan of talking about this neurologic approach. It's not that this is any better than any other approach, but it's the missing piece. For example, you have somebody who's coming to you and they will often say, look, I'm coming to work out because I've got to change my blood chemistry. My cholesterol is too high. My blood pressure is high. I'm stressed out and I'm fat. I got to do something about this. So then we take them to work out. And what do? We are telling them, push harder. Come on, you got to do more.
Increase your stress.
It becomes a stressful thing. But the person leaves going, man, my trainer kicked my butt. We had this boot camp. Boy, am I beat. And then 2 months later, you check your blood glucose, your cholesterol, and nothing has changed. And then they got to put you on medicine. And partly it's because we didn't really listen to that goal of I need to reduce my stress. So if we know that, then what we have to do is we have to figure out, how do we design an exercise for this individual where they work hard, but it doesn't create a stressful scenario? What are the things we need to talk to about our clients? For example, you'd be surprised. There are a lot of people when they're doing, say, let's just take an exercise. Not that everybody should do this exercise, but let's take an exercise like a squat, and you're doing a squat with what looks like Olympic form, But as you're doing this squat, your trainer's saying, do you feel that in your leg? And you're going, yeah, but I really, really feel it in my back.
Right.
Right? And you say, okay, so you do a couple of things, so you make it a little bit better for your back, and now you're feeling it in your legs, and you're feeling that burning sensation, that tightening sensation.
Wow, I think you just dropped it. Oh, there you go. You said you feel that burning sensation, that tightening sensation, and then you dropped out.
Yes. Okay, sorry about that.
That's okay.
And they are unaccustomed to that feedback from their bodies, so they interpret that as something stressful and
right.
something to be afraid of.
Right.
So we have to talk them through that. That sensation that you're feeling in your quad and in your glute, that's your body giving you some feedback about those muscles working hard. That's great. That's exactly what we need. Then the stress levels start to come down. They can continue to work harder. Right?
So there was a study we've talked about on the show tangentially. I didn't actually have the author of this particular study on the show, but I've mentioned it enough over the past several years, where they took women, and these were postmenopausal women, who we know that when women go through menopause, their ability to manage stress diminishes because estradiol actually blunts adrenal response. So they tend to have, you know, these are the women that say, you know, I used to be able to handle stress so well. Now everything gets me all frazzled. So what they did was they had two groups of women. One group of they both had to lose weight. They both were given specific diets where they would be at maintenance levels of calories. And mm-hmm. but one group was given like really simple, like light cardio and, you know, walking around. And the other group was given cardio and resistance training that they perceived to be arduous and difficult. The group that was training harder stalled on any fat loss. The group that was training less, they were actually burning less calories, expending less energy. Right. They burnt more body fat. And when they looked at cortisol levels and they looked at stress hormones, what they deduced from the study was that your body perceives stress as stress. It doesn't know, oh, you're doing this to me on purpose. And when the body is in a high stress environment, it assumes that the environment is hostile and it goes into survival mode. And one of the things that survival mode is to shut metabolic resources down, conserve more, save more body fat, because the body thinks, oh man, next thing we're going to not have any food and we're going to starve to death. So this, what you're talking about is very, very interesting, because what you're saying is that just having simple feedback, like, you know, you're doing well, can assuage that. But is there a more clinical way of handling this? Like does it pay to do cortisol level tests post workout and go, oh, you know what, you just worked too hard today?
You know, here's what I'd say. Absolutely, yes, there's room for that. But let's take it one step further back. And that is, there's a part of your brain, there are parts of your brain, one area called the amygdala in particular, that helps you to decide whether something is stressful or not.
Uh-huh.
Right? It literally helps you go, that load on my hand, is that inducing stress? No, that's no big deal. I'm not worried about that. Versus another force, you're going, whoa, that's too much in the wrong direction or whatever, right? You have a stress response, okay? When you have this stress response, what it does is it undermines all producing while you exercise. For example, there's a hormone called brain-derived neurotrophic factor that your muscles produce as you're exercising. As your exercise starts to get a bit intense, this BDNF starts to be produced. And what BDNF does is it can cross the blood-brain barrier, and it can stimulate neurogenesis, can also stimulate the formation of new neuronal connections, and can also stimulate the production of serotonin, okay? Now, when you are stressed, but when you're perceiving that this physical activity is stressful, that undermines the activity of BDNF, right?
Really?
So in other words, the cortisol response is the thing that will undermine that.
Uh-huh.
So it behooves us, if we really want to get the benefits of strenuous exercise, we have to perceive it as, I'm capable. This actually does feel pretty good. You know what? I'm not going to die. I can stop whenever I want to, right? But those are all things that have to be earned. So if, for example, my doctor says I have to do 20 minutes of cardiovascular exercise a day before I'm going to see any benefits. Well, I'm going to take that client and I'm going to say, if you've done no exercise in the last 5 years, I'm not going to make you do this for 20 minutes. We're going to do this for 3 minutes and we're going to make sure that it's comfortable, that you feel confident, and we're going to build on that. So it's never a stress to you in terms of your emotional connection to it, but it might be a challenge to your body. Right? There's a difference. There's a difference. Right?
Very, very interesting.
There's a huge difference. Yeah.
I want to take a break. We have to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to pick up this discussion on the other side. We're also going to tell you how that you can utilize some resources at Jacques' website if you want to reach out and learn more about what we're talking about. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You've got your devices and apps that track your activity, workouts, sleep, and diet. You have your medical records and blood work. All this data and none of it is integrated, so you can see a true snapshot of just what progress you're making and where. Now you can securely centralize all this data and become the CEO of your health. Heads Up Health gives you powerful dashboards, charts, and tools to connect all your data into meaningful information. One seamless platform. Go to headsuphealth.com today. Use code SHR and get 20% off your subscription. That's headsuphealth.com and use code SHR.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil. Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000 or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
Who ever heard of a supplement company that lets you pick the products they make and sell? What you have now, we are All American Body, a factory direct supplement brand proudly brought to you by All American Pharmaceutical. Don't pay more somewhere else. You can get the same or even better products directly from us. Now check this out. All American Body is a brand about you. Tell us what to make next so you can save big. Go ahead and request a specific ingredient. You know, arginine, citrulline, vitamin D, a product type or category, keto, greens, naturals, herbals, nootropics, and even a specific branded product or formula. We'll either copy it exactly or make it even better. And best of all, it won't cost anything close to what you've been paying, period. And if we do end up using your suggestion, you'll get the first bottle absolutely free. We'll also give you full credit on that product's description page. You'll be famous signing autographs and people asking you to take pictures with them wherever you go. So head on over to allamericanbody.com right now. That's allamericanbody.com and make your product request today. All American Body. Crazy savings, insane results.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Jacques Noel Taylor, and his website is myotopia.training. Is it myotopia.training.com? Is that what it is?
It's just myotopia.training.
.training. That's one of the new designates, .training. That's so cool. Myotopia.training. You can reach out to him and learn more about this. So I want to share with you and the audience two phases of my life and my training and get your opinions. So when I was training in a more powerlifting style, my body actually crashed on me. I got very sick. But my leg and back sessions would start to worry me the day before, you know, cause I thought I was handling extremely respectable and heavy weights. And I was worried that, you know, I'd blow a disc or some of the inevitable things that did happen later on in my life, like tear a hamstring and all that sort of stuff. They didn't happen until I was older, but I was always very stressed out about my training. Now, fast forward to when I turned 50. When I turned 50, I was in some of the best shape that I've ever been in my life, although I'm probably in slightly better shape now. But what I did when I turned 50, I had gone through a divorce. I was living in an apartment, and I was training a lot more what I would call freestyle training. I did what I wanted to do when I wanted to do, and I was doing a lot of stuff that had more to do with motion than lifting. Like I'd grab my power block dumbbells, I'd put on a good song that had a good rhythm to it, and I would do maybe 30 seconds of clean and presses and then rest for 30 seconds, and I would do that. And I got shredded. I felt good. I slept well. There was no stress in that workout at all. It was fun. It was almost like dancing with weights. So talk about this. There's a phenomenon today. We watch people on YouTube or Instagram, somebody who's deadlifted 800 pounds six times, we think we need to be able to do that. And that's really eroding some of the neurological foundations for a lot of people.
Well, it certainly can be. It's a really interesting thing that if you talk to athletes, though, at the top, I mean, really, top-tier Olympic athletes, their mindset is far from one of waging war on the weight or must destroy this.
Right, crush it, grind it. Yeah.
There's none of that. It is a very, their mindset's about almost uplifting, almost like a beautiful realization of what their body can do. So I think what is when we're left to our own devices, you know, when we don't have guidance, we turn to what we think might be the best way to do it. That is, okay, I got to get myself psyched up. Okay, this is going to hurt, but it's good for me, right? And yeah, it becomes deleterious. Absolutely becomes toxic because the benefits, we can't even receive the benefits because we're undermining them because of the cortisol response, because of the stress response. But so I think that what you've managed to do quite organically was tremendous. It's tremendous to be able to find something that truly feels good and something that you truly enjoy, and you can still work hard at it.
Do you think there's any value to hypnotism or creative visualization in the context of our discussion?
Yes. I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I don't. I know this sounds strange, but I don't know much about hypnotism. But I will say that the visualization, try, and the key part is being honest about the situation. So we're not trying to say, okay, I'm about to squat, you know, 500 pounds. I'm freaked out about it. Like, I'm not. That's not it. It is developing a genuinely healthy attitude about what you're about to do. And if you don't have it right now, it's starting to deconstruct. What are the issues? Why don't I feel that I can do this confidently with no pain? What are the strength deficits? What are the motion deficits? And then a skillful trainer can then design things for you so that you go, you know what? I actually feel confident now. I can go and do this. It's going to be some hard work, but I know I can do it, right? It's a very different scenario. Creative personal trainer can do for you.
So, I'm sorry, you broke up just a little bit. I thought you were going on from there. So what you're saying really is that it has a lot more to do with the attitude in which you approach the tasks. And but a lot of people are negative about exercise in general, right? Oh, I've got to go do this today. I really don't feel like it.
Yes.
Does that literally take away from the results of the session?
It can. So think of it like this, okay? This is really, really interesting stuff.
Jacques, are you there? The last thing I heard was really interesting stuff, if you can hear me.
Okay. All right. So you're sitting in a chair.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can. Yeah.
All right. You're sitting in a chair and you go to stand up. And if your nervous system waited to adjust your blood pressure until you stood up, you'd fall over. You'd pass out.
Yeah. Syncope. Right? Right. Exactly. They call that orthostatic. Hypotension. Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. So before you stand up, your nervous system is anticipating that, right?
Uh-huh. Right.
My hypothesis is that if you are going into the gym with that negative attitude, your nervous system is anticipating all those things that are going to happen to you when you go in there. And it's, right?
Right.
And that's not a good thing.
Right.
Versus an attitude of, this is going to feel good today. I'm perfectly capable. I know I'm going to do exactly what I'm capable of doing. I'm going to push myself a little bit, but you know, this is going to be a good day.
Yeah.
Now, it's not to say that you could go in with one attitude, a bad attitude, and come out with a good one. I'm not saying you can't.
Yeah, you dropped out again. I don't know if you can hear me.
I can always hear you.
Yeah, I know. I don't understand. The signal coming out of the cell tower is stronger than the signal from your cell phone back to the tower quite often. That might be part of the problem.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah. It's making it a little difficult to and probably for the audience too. It's going to create a little distraction. So, but let's talk about your website for a second, okay? So people can go to your website. You can work with people no matter where they live, right?
Yes. I think that there are some constraints on what I can do depending on what the individual needs. But, yes, I work with people literally all over the world. There will be people that I will communicate with and I'd say, hey, look, this is all we can do given the circumstances.
And you have two locations. It looks like West Palm Beach, Florida, but also Northeast Harbor, Minnesota,
yes,
right?
Maine.
I'm sorry. Maine, yeah. Maine.
That's all right. Yeah, that's where I am right now.
And where did the name Myotopia come from?
Myo meaning muscle, and topia meaning a place for. So Myotopia.
Now you don't just focus on building muscle. You can help people lose body fat. I mean, it goes further than just that, right?
That's right. That's right. And I would say that a name change might be in order because you're right. My focus is not just on muscle. Really, it's on how the nervous system influences muscle and fat, and how fat and muscle influence the nervous system. Did you know that your fat cells actually communicate directly with the brain?
Through hormones, right?
Exactly, through hormones that they produce. So one of the things that is often neglected is is, yeah, how this adipose tissue, when you were trying to shrink it.
Yeah, you dropped out again. I don't know if you can hear me. Okay. Unfortunately, this is live radio, so I don't go back and edit anything. So those of you listening to the show right now are hearing dead air on Jacques' side. Jacques, can you hear me? I think we're going to have to end the interview because it's becoming a little too cumbersome to continue on. But what I will tell people is the email is info@myotopia.com, myotopia.com. That's the email address. Their phone number in West Palm Beach, Florida, as well as Northeast Harbor, Maine, is 323-578-9089. And the website is myotopia.training, myotopia.training. And you can reach out to Jacques there and get some more information from him. They definitely have an amazing program. I've heard a lot about it. That's why I wanted to have him on the air, because he's got some really interesting ideas. And apparently has had a lot of success with people who have not had success elsewhere. So check him out. Of course, thanks to Shannon Yorton Penna for coming on and sharing this story today about how Quest Nutrition became what it is today. I had never heard that story before, and I'm glad to have allowed everybody in the audience to hear it as well. And that's it for today. Tomorrow's Friday. You know I'm off the air on Friday. But we have an amazing show on Monday. Patrick Dahlin, who's been on the show before, he's the guy who broke the research on how beef actually lengthens telomeres. We did that show before anybody else talked about it. He's coming on and going to drop some bombs on some ketogenic diet stuff that not even your ketogenic gurus that you pay attention to are up on. There is a ketogenic continuum. And we're going to be looking at the effects of the ketogenic diet on health and performance in some contexts that you will not hear anywhere else. I hope that you can tune in Monday live. Of course, you can ask questions on Facebook if you tune in live. Otherwise, listen to the podcast. We've got great shows all next week. I'm really looking forward to next week. Anyway, look, have a safe and wonderful weekend. We'll see you Monday.